bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. Welcome, one and all, to the Gamer Show on this here British Tech Network. Welcome, Sam and Chiz. How are you upon this fine evening?
It's too warm for tea today, I found.
It wasn't earlier on. It is now, though. It's a bit too warm for tea.
I was fine with mine.
I think it's all right now, but when I had tea, I was just like sitting having a cup of tea and I started to sweat. And I was like, I'm enjoying my tea, but it's not worth this.
Were you in the outside?
Pool of water in my butt crack now.
Were you in the outside world at that point? Were you outside?
No. All right. If I was outside, it probably would have been cooler.
Yes. Anyway, so.
It's muggy.
Yeah, it's not been pleasant. It's actually feeling a lot nicer tonight. I had a headache all day.
It's kind of went that way. Like most days, it seems to be sunny in the mornings, and it casts over, and it's muggy during the day. Then it gets close to like 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and then the sun comes back out again, and it's nicer.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's been like that the past week.
I have found it is mostly sunny every day when
you're at work.
No. Every day when I have indoor plans.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Did you have indoor plans today?
Yeah. Why is this not out in your new
my shiny new deck?
Yeah. I'm not doing it on the.
We'd have all sorts of audio issues out there. More so.
Yeah. At least 50 on top of the 100 word you have.
Cool. Yes. Well. Anyway. So.
That's why we're talking about the weather, Ross.
Yeah, we haven't got a huge amount of content today. Sam, are you just shouting in the chat room because you've got the caps lock key switched on? You don't know how to switch it off, or are you just trying to shout constantly? Are you just being that guy, that character?
I dislike it when people say it's shouting.
Because that is what it is.
It's not. It's typing letters.
You've got someone else. They're gone.
It's not aggressively. Mac I'm not like gone. Slamming the keyboard, but.
You're totally fisting the keyboard over there. There is absolutely no question about that.
Dum, 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 dum. Oh, it is working. How did I type?
You mash and nothing. Sometimes you too many keys.
Anyway, so moving on. We'll actually do a show. There isn't a huge amount of content tonight. We've got a few. There's a lot of like little stories. But we've chosen. There's a lot of little stories that we could have chosen. We've just chosen a bunch that we're interested in, frankly. So if you're not really that interested in Red Dead, you're probably not going to want to listen tonight. But anyway.
I haven't read any of it, by the way.
I was actually thinking, Paul.
Just coming out with it now.
One week we should just send the show notes just to Sam, and he's the only one, but he has to fill in what we're talking about.
Just to see,
and then we turn up like he does and say, "So, what's on the news today?"
I read it last time and the time before, and I made loads of comments and notes about E3 and stuff. I have been getting involved, but this time there's so little going on in the world that I just didn't bother.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from Cruella de Vil being made Prime Minister, that's about the only thing.
That is quite scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, we're not going to get into politics here. So I suppose let's cover off the elephant in the room, as it were, to begin with. The main one that we wanted to talk about, Red Dead Redemption, is now backwards compatible.
Huzzah!
Hooray!
It's almost something that we kind of wanted, but it's not didn't quite get the thing that we really did want.
So from Friday past, so Friday the 8th,
It's about as much news as the Skyrim remake.
I know.
Although it's less of a waste of a time than Skyrim, because this is just like, this is a game you already own, and it's now putting your Xbox One, there you go, rather than, hey, do you want to buy a remaster?
Yeah, I know.
Are they going to add content to it?
Red Dead?
No, not Red Dead.
Oh, even Skyrim?
Skyrim.
I don't know, but I'd imagine
like,
it'll just be all the DLC it was with it and then remastered, and that'll be it. Can make all the DLC that originally released.
The DLC.
Yeah, there's some nice stuff.
I never played the DLC.
But I was too high level when I came back to it.
The vampire. I just completely missed me by the Skyrim vampire DLC.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that entirely.
You can be a vampire.
Really?
Yeah. You change into like a big. Like a vampire. Bat monster thing.
Well, there you go.
That's right. I didn't just dream that.
No, it's true. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you can either fight against them or join them.
And you could choose to either be. Is it not a werewolf as well?
I remember werewolf.
You could end up being a giant bat or a werewolf, I'm sure.
As your form, wasn't it?
The werewolf was already part of Skyrim, wasn't it? And then they added in DLC and then they added like a vampire part of it and you could become a giant bat as well. Yeah. The werewolf part was always kind of in there.
Well, it wasn't in Skyrim at the beginning because there was an uproar that you couldn't become...
A lichen or something they called it, isn't it? I thought it was in there, but they just... With DMC, I think it was in there, but with DLC they enhanced it and fleshed it out more, I think.
Possibly, yeah.
Anyway, go and Google it, Ross. Come back to us and let us know.
So it was the Red Dead Redemption was originally announced by Xbox Live head honcho Major Nelson. He made the announcement on Twitter.
It was no.
I can hear it down here.
What that?
This. I can hear it down here. It's incredibly loud.
I'm not even wearing it.
I'm not wearing it.
It's been no secret. It was the most requested game on their. On the feedback thing on
For backwards compatibility. It leaked a wee while ago as well.
February, I think it leaked, and for a day, then they took it back down and they said it was error. But
yeah, well, so I think they spitefully we all knew it was coming. Held it back because of that. Well, I think it was ready to go months ago.
They've improved the performance of it and want to say a lot like some of the backwards compatible games. They all look identical to the 360. But the frame rates have been either the same, worse, or better. There's been some games where the frame rates have actually been worse than the original 360, oddly. But Red Dead's come out actually being much, much better because it's basically a rock solid 30 frames per second. Well, the 360 and PS3 version would drop to 20 quite a lot.
Did you play it last night?
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of it, yeah.
I've not played it yet. I actually was
fine.
Yeah, I was planning to go on last night and have a shot of it.
Although it's kind of jarring, because there's been so many games that I've used its horses since then. So going back to Red Dead, it's kind of like at first you're like, oh my god, the horses are ass to control now. But it just takes a while to get back in the flow of it. It's just like, and it's always been a thing with Rockstar games is the actual controls in the games have always been a little bit awkward. But you always kind of.
See, I
got over it and forgave it because the games were so good.
I quite liked it.
I'm the opposite. I really like GTA controls of driving cars and everything like that.
I
actually find that
there's Grand Theft Auto 4, not all of them, but like they're getting better. But like, there used to be some controls, some things like the cars in Grand Theft Auto 4 were pretty
don't
poor.
Don't you dare go to sleep.
But we've always kind of forgave them because they were doing so many things rather than just one basic sort of control scheme.
So sales have gone through the roof since it was originally announced that it was going to be backwards compatible. They've jumped 5,911% in the UK for sales of Red Dead Redemption. And that doesn't include, I would imagine, stuff from like CEX and things like that. I would imagine you'll be able to pick up them quite... Probably not be able to pick up them anymore in there because they'll be completely sold out. Undead Nightmare also became available on Friday as well, and most of the DLC is currently free to download.
Now, I only had a digital copy of that, so is that going to directly transfer? Because
yeah, it should
it
be
is.
In,
excellent.
If you've got a digital copy of Red Dead, you can just...
Really? I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
It should be already, you go into your games and apps, go to the right-hand side. I think they're improving it so it's easier to find, but they've got a ready install section, and it should just be sitting in there for you.
Cool, nice.
And all the DLC that came out for it, apart from the Undead Nightmare, but all the other DLC's free as well.
Nightmare's available on backwards compatible, but you have to own it.
Yeah. But all the other DLC that was with it is, if you've got Red Dead, it's yours.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Even if you didn't have it on the 360.
Have you got anything else?
No, I don't think...
There's co-op stuff, I think. I think most of it I had anyway, because they weren't terribly expensive.
Yeah.
They were like a few quid at a pop or something.
I think I did as well.
Undead Nightmare. I found that really quite difficult.
Yeah, so did I.
Really quite difficult. I don't think I ever completed it.
You might find it a bit better now that the frame rate's a bit more solid.
Possibly. Or maybe possibly even more difficult.
Yeah, because it was because...
Because you had to headshot everything.
Yeah, and the aiming in Red Dead, which was quite fun, it was quite hard to be that accurate.
Yeah. Well, it was fine for people if you had a rifle, because mostly a shot to the chest took them out.
It's one or two shots and they're dead.
The zombies, it was kind of auto-aim in and then knock it up slightly.
Yeah.
every time. That's kind of standard.
Standard for dealing with zombies is you auto aim and then knock it up.
But it was pretty difficult, especially when there was a whole load coming. And you were on a six shooter.
And the animals as well, as well.
And even then, it was actually fun not to kill the. All the enemies in one shot, because it was funny watching them fall over and wound and whatnot and stagger about and then attempt to get back up after you've just headshotted their horse and then shoot them again. That was part of the fun of it.
I'm quite looking forward to getting back into Red Dead. I actually picked it back up about a year ago or something, tried to play it again, and I quite enjoyed it, but there was something missing for me a little bit. I guess it was because I played through before, but I loved that game. Evolve has gone free to play.
I saw that on PC.
Yeah. So yeah. Evolve that came out
Is it just on PC though?
A year ago. Yeah, it's just on Steam. So it's a part of a Steam promotion.
And
I
what
guess.
Is it? Evolve.
Stage 2.
Stage 2.
Because it's gone free to play, the player count has jumped up 20,000% after going free to play. And they've done a little bit.
But the amount of players playing it isn't huge. It kind of shows how much that game is dead on its arse.
It really was. They've made some changes to it. It's not exactly the same game. They made some changes to the game balance and some of it, the microtransactions. Because I have to admit, I was reading about this today. And it was talking about how the changes in the microtransactions and about how the microtransactions were horrendous in the original version. I have absolutely no recollection of any microtransactions.
No, neither do I.
In Evolve when I played it.
It wasn't the microtransactions, it was the DLC. It was like all the new monsters and characters. Basically, when you bought the game, you had about 3 monsters, I think, and 8 characters. And then then every few months they'd release a new monster with 4 new characters.
That totally passed me by.
And then another one, and then another one, and they're like £10 each or whatever.
I think mainly because we only played it for the first month.
Yeah,
possibly.
And then, so I think there was a backlash about of how a lot of the characters in the game.
Money-grabbing shit. Bags.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it wasn't microtransaction, it was just DLC that just kind of like would end up costing you a fortune to own the whole thing.
Evolve is in the Steam store for free just now. It was a fun game as a co-op game, but it definitely didn't hold our attention when we played it before. So, I'm not sure I'm going to be rushing back. I mean, I've already paid for the game. It does kind of make the resale value of the game I've got sitting under the computer there a little bit worthless, annoying. Yeah,
We got an Xbox One, so I might download the PC version just to see how it looks and plays at some point. Might be worth it.
Because you'll be able to play it with your controller as well.
Yeah.
So, some YouTubers, some gaming YouTubers who I have to be completely honest, I have absolutely no knowledge of who they are.
Videos here.
What they are.
what is this?
This is some YouTubers, specifically a gentleman named Trevor Tamartin Martin, and Tom Syndicate Cassell. Where apparently, knowingly, this is according to YouTube, according to Eurogamer, I'm going to actually quote them directly so that we're not caught up in any legal issues. So Eurogamer's exact words are, they knowingly misled viewers by promoting a gambling site that they in fact owned and encouraged others to spend money on it after showcasing themselves, apparently winning thousands of dollars worth of items in minutes. So basically what's happened is they've created or invested in or in some way bought into this gambling site and then advertised on a YouTube channel pretending that they had went on and won lots of money without actually putting much effort in.
That is disgusting.
It is. Yeah. It is.
That would never happen at our online casino, the Lucky Cock Spot.
That's a show title.
Make note of that title. We're making that account.
What was it again? The Lucky Cock Spot?
The Lucky Cock Spot.
In brackets, oh no, sorry, it's cancerous.
Oh dear. Cool. Anyway, so
because ladies love that little lump on the side.
Oh dear. Actually that's a potential show title as well. Ladies love that little lump
on the
side.
I'm on fire tonight. And incidentally, that's how I got rid of the lump.
The site, right? Cool. Basically, this Tamartin gentleman has offered an apology on his YouTube channel.
That was pretty shocking. Really?
All he's done.
And also, during his apology, all he can do is mention his own site again.
Yeah.
Replugging it.
Yeah, like a little ticker going along the bottom. Please visit our yeah. gambling site.
What made the video worse, I don't know if you've seen it, is it's basically is the size, he's walking around, is the size of his bloody mansion, and you see all his cars outside, and you kind of going, yeah, this is not endearing yourself here at all, man. It's kind of like, you're a YouTuber and you've got all this. Like, yeah, you're it's like, nah.
Yeah, so, he's claiming that, well, not claiming, he's basically saying that he didn't really do very much wrong. I mean, I'm summarizing a lot
tried,
of this.
Yeah, he tried to say he was up front and said he didn't, his Miss Weedy, he said that he was owner, but someone went back through his videos and he never once claimed
so
that.
So I've actually got the exact quote here of when he originally talked about it. So Chiz, you're right, he basically says that he told everybody and told them was up front. So his exact words were, when he first talked about this on his channel, so a friend has been hitting me up and we found this new site named CS:GoLotto, which is the name of the gambling site. I put a link down here in the description, check it out. Anyway, we were betting on it today and I won $69 or something, so it was pretty small pot, but it was the coolest feeling ever. I ended up following them on Twitter. Now they're talking to me about potentially doing a skin sponsorship, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, and that is his own company.
That's his own company, yeah.
He's trying to make out it's somebody else's.
Somebody else, yeah. It's, like, it's pretty despicable.
And apparently he's went through and been deleting his YouTube videos, which have been incriminating him now, but folk have already grabbed them,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, and apparently, there's no way you can, once it's out there, it's there. Man.
The site as well was not expressly allowing under 18s to gamble, but apparently it was a checkbox or something like that that basically said,
are you
18?
It's all for like skins, for weapon skins for Counter-Strike, and like which they were saying like thousands of pounds worth. And I was like, dear God, who's paying this money for weapon skins in Counter-Strike?
Well, do you know what? Ewan regularly mentions this on The Big Show, and me and him have fallen out about on a Big Show in the past about a year ago or something. And I don't disagree with his point. I'm not going to go into it. The point is, his son regularly buys these skins, these bitmaps for guns, and his son spent somewhere in the region of about £70. And his son's like
on one skin.
13. No. I think the skins are like maybe like four or five quid each. But he spent £70 on all these skins for all these guns. And part of me kind of sits here and goes, that's a lesson there. If you're going to blow that kind of cash on this kind of things, you're learning. You're either not learning a lesson, which is totally cool because it's digital goods and that's the world we're living in, or you are learning a lesson and that's a good thing, that you shouldn't be throwing away your money on bitmaps. But then equally, there's a market there of like thousands of pounds. Clearly, this dude here is making his money in some direction through these bloody skins that are going into Counter-Strike and Call of Duty and all that kind of stuff.
Folk are gambling
crazy
with them as well, so it's
crazy. I can't get my head around why people would do that. I mean, part of me kind of goes, well, it's your money, if you want to spend it how you want to spend it, fire on. But the other side of me kind of goes, it's just absolutely mind-blowing that people spend that kind of cash on bitmaps for guns. It's crazy. But it probably wouldn't be bitmaps, to be fair.
That's pretty nuts.
You fall in the trap where it's kind of, it's kids who don't know any better and using like their parents' cards to buy this crap and whatnot.
Just without any concept of actual money.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So let's hope these guys get what's coming to them. They meet a gentleman named Big Jim in the lockup. Grand. So, anyway, moving on. Pokemon Go. Have you guys been following the Pokemon Go?
Well, I know of it, and I've seen all... Did you see the news story today about the armed criminals using Pokemon Go? This is no crap.
Right, okay.
Using Pokemon Go.
If only we had some sort of device to show a video that might potentially show this information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they use it to lure in people and then take all their stuff, like their phones and stuff. So they
it's crazy.
From what I read, they kind of go out and find rare Pokemon and then almost like stake it out. wait for people to come and then in real life take all their stuff.
It's crazy. So in case you don't know, in case you haven't followed this, Pokemon Go has kind of taken the world by storm, and it literally has
quite
in some
interesting.
So am I. It's just not available in the UK
it's
yet.
Weird.
So basically what it is
people have been playing it in London. There's an unlocked version you can get
For Android phones. Yeah, there is. You just install the APK file on Android phones, but if you've got an iPhone, you kind of have to wait till it comes to the UK. But it's an, for those of you who don't know, it's an augmented reality game where effectively you walk around the world, where you literally walk around in real life.
Video,
hold your phone up. Chiz might be able to get us a video here that actually shows
it. I'm trying to find an official video on it because it would be helpful, but doesn't have to be a random websites one.
Cool. Okay. So it's so Pokemon Go is a free-to-play game in which players the world over can search for Pokemon hiding in plain sight, different creatures only available in certain countries. So let's have a wee look at this.
We've got an ad.
We'll just watch Sam and Chiz briefly while the ad finishes.
So you actually have to travel to different countries
to find all of them, yeah, because some are only available in certain countries.
That is wild.
Yeah. So you need to venture out and capture them all, and then basically you can go into different environments to capture different types. Head down to the beach and you'll find water Pokemon, and head into trees and you'll find kind of forest Pokemon and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool. I read a really good article today around how this Pokemon Go app has become one of the most popular.
IGN, they're just two twats talking rather than showing the game.
It's basically become one of the most popular exercise apps because people are getting out in the world and walking around where they would normally have sat at home and played in their Game Boy or whatever. So I find it wild. I'm really looking forward to coming. I'm definitely going to be downloading it and having a play with it.
Incidentally, Moomoo sightings in public have gone up 1,000%.
Yeah. So at first launch, I'm just going to keep padding while Chiz tries to find a video.
You're going to pad forever.
Pokemon Go first launched in Australia and New Zealand on July the 6th, so last Wednesday. It then came out in the US on July the 7th, and they were fully intending it to come out in the rest of the world, including the UK, following that date. But unfortunately, they had such a high demand from the US, Australia, and New Zealand
it's just assholes talking at the camera. There's no videos of the fucking game.
Videoing on his phone. He was going to just pan around and show.
No, I just want of the game, not assholes.
Gosh.
No, because it's just YouTuber, twat YouTubers. Why the f*** do we want to show that?
Hold on, I've got a swear.
Anyway, I am very interested in this game. I think it'll be quite cool.
I think it'll be gash, but I'm still...
I think it will be actually be quite good fun. It's kind of like, did you ever hear of geocaching at all? No. You're both looking blankly. Okay, geocaching basically is you literally...
That was blank with a hint of disgust, actually.
Geocaching is it's something that already happens all around the world, and people kind of leave little caches, they're called, and generally they're little takeaway tubs full of just generally like McDonald's toys or something like that, or some little game or something like that, and they hide it in woods, and then you on your phone then get like coordinates
like porn like people do with porn mags. Like you just hide them in bushes.
It's not like that at all. Right. Okay. Anyway, we're done talking about Pokemon Go.
Chase the tramp off away from them.
Chat rooms just say Ross.
Steve.
He read a story about a lorry driver crashing as he tried to stop to catch a Pikachu.
Freaking awesome.
Oh dear, that's good.
You're missing
good.
The point where you killed a family of four.
it's actually like what company's brought this out?
Nintendo, but it's made by Nintendo Labs.
I think they brought it out to cull the stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. So the next thing is Twitch has launched a social eating category. So Twitch, which we stream on regularly, have launched a social eating category on the network. Apparently,
find something of this.
It's called Mukbang.
Oh my god, that sounds like my personal hell. I cannot stand listening to people eat.
Well, so it originated in Korea. There's apparently a thing called Mukbang in Korea. A trend where streamers will broadcast themselves eating lots of food while talking to the audience.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I think it's probably quite similar to the whole ASMR movement as well, which is on YouTube. And there is people out there who like the sound of people eating. I, for one, am not in that category.
I do not.
It doesn't disgust me quite to the same level as I know it disgusts you, Sam, but I certainly don't enjoy it. It doesn't really entertain me in any way, shape, or form.
This is another thing we can add to the list that we can show as evidence the human race is screwed.
Yeah, we're drifting down a hole. Interestingly, according to Twitch's creative FAQ, eating streams are still not allowed. So according to the Twitch stream FAQ, eating streams are still not allowed. So you can only deduce from that they believe that social eating is actually a game now. So there you go. Interesting.
I mean, it's social. Is there more than one person streaming it? Do you mean like two people eating
don't know,
together?
People watching you? I've got no idea.
Do people get off on that?
I don't know if it's get off.
There's always someone that will get off when something.
Genuinely, what it might be is, so it's the whole ASMR thing. Some people get ASMR from people eating.
Are you wanting to us to ask what ASMR
is? Well, no, I just am assuming that you know what ASMR is.
I don't know what ASMR is.
So, it's a thing when...
Well, just it's an acronym, surely. So
yeah, but I can't remember what it stands for.
Oh, wow. Just gonna throw it around.
This is where you find out it's the wrong acronym.
No, definitely it's the right acronym because I get
it. Just been saying NASA for years and have no idea.
Norman's agricultural
small ass.
Agricultural small ass.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He produces fertilizer.
Oh dear, right, okay, so yeah, I think it's probably related to ASMR, which I can't remember what it stands for, but basically it's when certain noises trigger some pleasant tingles in the back of your head.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah. I've got the opposite, so there's a name for the thing that I quite blatantly have, which is the urge to kill people who eat noise.
Oh yeah, I do know there's a name for that, I can't remember what it is now.
And other noises as well. Oh my god!
Being an arse?
No. Why? Yeah. Why can't old people chew chewing gum with their mouth shut?
I don't know if it's necessarily old people.
It's old people. Like some young people as well, but all old people. Yeah. They're incapable.
Incredibly young people, like kind of teenagers and stuff like that, they always do it with their mouth open. I guess
because
all
of them actually.
So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. There you go. That doesn't sound made up. Anyway, apparently there was a Call of Duty planned to be set in the Roman Empire. Sam, I put this in because I thought you might be interested in this one. It was in 2009. It was a New York-based studio called Vicarious Visions. I'm going to read this verbatim here because I tried to cut it down, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, it was set during the Gallic Wars.
Yeah.
The game was said to take Julius Caesar's first-hand accounts of the conflict. Commemorati de Bello Gallicio would take it in different perspectives across the battlefield. Mood board, the selection of images and scenes, developer's crib on blah, 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 blah.
I'm telling you now.
Adaptation of 300.
There you go. I'm glad you got a video this time.
Yeah. Oh, hooray!
If it was even vaguely realistic, it would be an awful game.
So what it's kind of comparing it to is like Rise and things like that. It was called Roman Wars. Apparently, Activision and Ubisoft were both interested, but ultimately turned it down.
It would be horrendous. I mean, as a legionary, you fought in ranks. That's what made the Romans so superior. So other, like the Gauls or the Germanic tribes and things like that, were all about the strength of the individual warrior and proving their fighting spirit, whereas the Romans marched in solid ranks and slaughtered everyone that came up against them because it was like it was a whole load of individuals as opposed to a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make a terrible game, surely.
Yeah. I think that's why Rome kind of works for your like Total War type things because you're controlling the entire unit.
Yeah, definitely.
Your Mac really struggles with YouTube videos. It's just freezing constantly.
Really? It's weird.
They did have elephants though.
Yeah. Anyway, so it ultimately never happened. Activision
is a beautiful horse animation. It looks like a sheep.
Sorry, I'll go back to...
It is a sheep.
I think, to be fair, it is quite early in development. they've not finished the horse. But yeah, I'd be better if it was just a giant sheep.
Yeah, the Lamb Wars.
So anyway, it never happened. So yeah. There you go. Oh, well. There you go. And finally, in the news section tonight, literally we've had very little to do tonight, but Blizzard is apparently hiring for a new Diablo game. I'm quite excited about this. Hopefully it'll be a better release than Diablo 3. Blizzard
has that dropped in price yet?
Diablo 3, it did slightly. It's still not... For being a, 5-year-old game, 6-year-old game now, it's not as far down as you would expect.
It
it's
held
still
like
an awesome game,
quid
though.
For so long.
I bought it recently for Morgan so that she could play co-op with me, and it was £19 I think when I bought it, but still
that,
for a 6-year-old
really
game is really
held
good
its value.
Yeah, it's very similar kind of Mario Kart in a similar, because that
was
priced for a long time.
It did.
Long time. So apparently in their jobs page they're advertising for a game director and an unannounced Diablo project, so that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that one. I'm quite excited about that one.
There's cool. One thing I posted which you've obviously taken off was the Elite Controller. which I can't even. I was just going to pose it because I thought it'd be good to let you guys actually see this controller I spent a stupid amount of money on.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I missed that. It was because you were posting stuff at the same time as I was doing it, and I did notice that when I meant to go back to it, but I didn't. So this is... Oh, it's quite heavy. What's got quite... So these extra paddles here, what are these for?
You can assign any of the buttons to them.
So it's got these extra paddles here. Oh, that makes a weird effect on the screen.
Which you can actually take off as well. They're magnetised on, so if you... They easily kind of slip on and off, and you can swap them around depending how you want them.
That one comes off there like that. That's cool.
And then basically, yeah, so you can assign...
So you've got like little switches here too. What do these switches do?
Those are, like, if you notice, for the triggers, you push them down, they don't go as far down, so, like, you've got less throw in them for shooters and whatnot.
Oh, right.
You can go into its custom settings and change all that as well. But the back buttons, you can assign any of the buttons to them. For example, so if you're playing, like, a shooter game, you can assign that to reload. So, like, you never have to take your thumb off your aim. You can just reload and you can jump and whatnot. It's just extra buttons. Like, or if there's a button that you don't like.
Things in here.
I can see instead of using the D-pad.
Yeah, you could assign them to there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, I'm with that.
And
because I always found it incredibly awkward getting down to the D-pad.
One thing I don't like as well is that there's a lot of games that use the...
Does this turn? Because you used to quite like the old one that turned.
No, take it off.
Or does it come off?
And the sticks come off as well. You notice there's exercise sticks in the bag. They just pull off.
You can replace this bit.
Like extra sort of length sort of bits and whatnot.
You kind of see it's kind of see through at the moment. That's good. It's green.
For example, in Rainbow Six, if you click on the right stick, you sprint. Like it's first person shooters, and the right stick, you click it, and that's your melee. I've assigned them to the bat buttons because. When you're aiming and melee, pushing it in is quite awkward. So I just do that, and it's a lot easier. And the same with sprint, kind of doing that as well. And it's also a lean when you're aiming down the sights, and it's easier just doing that rather than clicking in the sticks.
Okay.
But it doesn't make me any better at the game. It just feels more comfortable.
How much did it cost?
I picked it up for about £90, which is cheap because usually, but cheap for what it is, because usually they're supposed to retail for about £130.
It's got a really
still
nice weight.
Silly
to
money,
it.
But. Yeah, it feel like it's materials. If you compare it to, I don't know, I'll grab
your one so you can actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's significant. It's almost like twice the weight, I would say, if not more so.
Because it's made of proper sort of.
Sam, do you want to have a?
It's better plastics and metals and whatnot.
Plastics.
For you to swap parts.
So they've sold a crazy amount of them as well. Shocking amount considering how expensive they are.
Yeah, although like you can find them for less than their actual retail price now and whatnot. But yeah, it's I'd say like really nice controller to use. But yeah, only if you're interested in spending that money.
You shouldn't have told them that the bits came off. You should have just let them fall off and then laughed at them.
I wouldn't have. I would have just kind of spat on it and put it back together again and handed it back to Sam.
There you go, Sam. Have a look. I'm not done yet.
All right, cool. You can swap the sticks.
Cool. It's interesting.
I thought it's because a while ago and I thought bring it in, show it off. Yeah. Like it's still silly what I spent on it. I'm not denying that.
If it's what you do with the majority of your time, there's a lot of people would look at a lot of the stuff I buy and say it was silly for me spending that money on it. But that's what I spend my time doing.
It's like, for example, like you can choose the settings. So like at the moment, say like you can go into it and say like.
So like our configuration.
Yeah.
Set.
So like.
Okay.
Say for example, at the moment, I configuration one's like for Rainbow Six, two's for Halo 5.
Okay.
But you can go in your settings and change it whatever you want. So it's just like cause you don't have to go in and change it every time. It remembers to them.
That's really cool. I just like the weight of it. It just feels nice.
Like and even like, it just like. It's a triggers as well. There's like sort of, it's a metallic feel to them. And
And you prefer the cross piece, do you? As opposed to the.
For it depends on the game. I think if you're using.
Analog.
If it depends, I've not had a game yet where I felt I've needed the
full.
Yeah, if it was a fighting game, that would be really handy, so you can do all your maneuvers.
Hey, you can.
Yeah, but the games I use.
Yeah. All I remember is down to forward.
Yeah. I do prefer those sticks, and your hand never feels like they're going to come off them at any point. The circular ones. Anyway, sorry, we're going to.
We're drifting off. It's okay.
Have you not really? Have you tried them all? I think.
Yeah. These ones are just the same style as the original, but they're just that's the same as these basically.
That one.
And these are the extra long ones. So like these ones are just exactly the same as them, except. Yeah. These ones are the longer ones, which some people prefer quite long. I find them for the size of my thumb.
These are quite long.
Yeah, those are basically the medium ones. So you got like short.
These feel really quite long.
You put that one on.
Is that even longer?
Yeah, it's even longer.
Sorry, Paul.
No, yeah. That's okay. It's okay. I'm going to go into. You guys can continue playing. I'm going to go into the ad break now.
All right, cool.
So. Okay. Cool. So, this show and all the others in the British Tech Network are supported by the awesome people over at UK2. They basically provide all the bandwidth for all of the shows that we have, all of the back catalogue of all the shows, back to Bagel Tech days and everything like that. They are absolutely superb for supporting us. They have supported us now for 8 years, almost coming up for 9 years now. Yeah. So, I'm going to turn down the volume on you two.
Sorry, I'll turn it off.
That's okay. You're turned down.
I thought you'd automatically mute.
I used to, but you started behaving, so I stopped.
Oh. Shitballs.
Sorry, in the middle of the UK2 ad. They're awesome, and they have supported us for years now, and they're going to continue to support us. So thank you very much to UK2. The other people I just want to thank is the people over at 100TB. They support the live show, so if you're currently watching us live, hello, and thank you very much for watching, and please head on over to 100tb.com and just give them a little bit of your love. Just stick it on in there, just get your voucher codes and things like that, and tell them how much you appreciate 100TB and UK2 supporting the British Tech Network for all of our shows and bandwidth and server space and all that kind of good stuff. And the third thing I just want to mention is the service of Patreon. You are absolutely superb. You guys have been coming on and giving us donations in the truckload. Our Mac Mini Fund, we now have funded 4 Mac Minis, I think. We're halfway there in the 5th of top of my head, I can't quite remember, but you're absolutely superb. You obviously fund the news show as well that we have every day that Carol Swagger does, and also you funded the Northern Studio, the BTN Prime, and the Norwich Midlands, I guess that would be the Midlands Studio, BTN Midlands. So all those studios are getting slowly kitted out more and more over time, and it's all thanks to your Patreon funding. So thank you very much for that. So if you want to support us or go to any of these, so if you want to go to UK2, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2. That'll redirect you over to UK2, and we'll give UK2 note that and their web stats and things like that that we sent you, and we really appreciate that. Please use that link as well when you log into your account. Same with 100TB, britishtechnetwork.com/100TB, and britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon if you want to go over and sponsor us there, or alternatively just search on Patreon for British Tech Network. Really appreciate it. Thank you muchly. Gentlemen, Sam, what have you been playing upon this
I would just week? Like to ask how my Helper Monkey Fund is going.
So at the moment, your Helper Monkey Fund has a packet of frisps and a used condom being donated.
That is a lot more than I would expect in the first year.
Depending on who the used condom's from.
The Helper Monkey.
We've already got the helper monkey.
He's born. We're training him as we speak. Awake.
So, what was the helper monkey?
for everyone.
That's a good show title. Yeah.
It must. Was it the fact that it was wearing a condom means it was human?
Not necessarily. Might just be a bit randy, they weren't ready.
They could have just been having a posh wank.
The monkey didn't pull it out of his wallet himself.
No, someone obviously got him kitted up.
Oh, dearie me. Right, so, Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
Bit of monkey family coming. monkey family.
Chiz.
What do you mean now?
What have you been playing?
He's just ignoring me now.
Okay, Sab, what have you
been playing? I've disgraced myself.
Have we
I'm not really bothered either way, to be honest. I have been playing Technomancer.
What's Technomancer? Tell us. Paint us a word picture, because Chiz will never find us a video.
It all looked quite exciting on the thing. It's a new kind of open... except it's not, so far at least. RPG set on Mars in the future.
Okay.
And there's people that have mutated, and some of them are horrible mutants. And then some of them... And I'm not really spoiling anything here, but some of them are kind of mutated just a little bit to give them, like, electro power.
Good video.
Cool.
It's a bit kind of steampunky-ish, dystopian. Water's like a big resource thing, so kind of like Tank Girl in that regard.
Are you not enjoying it?
I mean, I haven't given it a lot of time,
yeah,
to be fair, but the combat's a bit clunky and the dialogue is a bit bad. Although, I have to say, the actual voice acting, so the people who did the voice acting, that's exceptional.
Really?
But
that's normally the bit that's the cheapest in these games.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really good.
Because it's the bit that you kind of have to...
But the dialogue, well, I don't know, the scripting I just felt was really poor. It's... quite well spoken, but it's just written badly, I think. I don't know. Yeah. So, this is you setting up your character. I mean, obviously, I chose the albino white bald guy.
well, naturally.
Because that's, you know, what everyone expects to be
in
life. Mm-hmm. The crafting, bit shaky. It's not really much to do there. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe I just haven't put enough time into it, but...
I mean, it's called Technomancer. You want it to be a different game, just like a Disco Stew sort of guy, but he's Techno Stew.
Yeah.
And he's just around, just, he just goes everywhere going, Techno, 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 Techno.
I kind of wanted him to be the techno version of Eddie Izzard from Mystery Men.
Yeah.
You remember him and the disco?
Yeah, yeah.
The disco boys.
Yeah.
The techno lads.
Yeah, well. So you would, this is a miss for you then?
I don't know.
Is it first person?
I gave it like, it's third.
Third, yeah.
I gave it like an hour and a bit. I really didn't give it enough time.
Played it this afternoon because you knew you were going to
have
to talk
to
someone on
the
show
this afternoon. I bought it over the weekend.
Right. Is that
mainly because it was on offer and I had some money on my Steam wallet from a game that I refunded.
Cool.
Did you refund?
I can't even remember.
So
it was terrible.
Chatroom's asking if that's on PC, but I think you've just answered that question by saying it was in your Steam
wallet.
So.
Yeah, that was on PC.
I think it's all in PC at the moment, isn't it?
I
don't think it's on anything else right now.
As far as I know...
That guy's weird looking.
Which one? The Doctor bloke. Yeah, he is a bit. He's got
it's
a very
like,
large head.
It looks like Lance Henriksen.
I don't know who that is.
Bishop from Aliens.
Oh. I thought it was like a football
kind of like
a,
like Mr. Rogers as well. Got that kind of look at him.
He looks like a puppet.
He does, actually. Yeah, he's got that kind of look.
He looks like a puppet.
Yeah. So, anyway, so you're... only an hour and a half in, I guess. So.
All that conversation was actually just about how he's apologising about how he's
scratched...
His cat scratched his face.
his chat, that doctor bloke there, his chat was one of the things... It's just like your first conversation in the game.
Uh-huh.
And it was bollocks. He was just gibbering shite. And not even in, like, a very interesting way. And then it picked up a little bit, like, you go, they're basically trying to rip off Jedis a little bit.
Right, okay.
I definitely didn't say that, probably, though, because, I don't know. But it definitely, it's definitely
That's one of the moments
off.
You have to ask him if he was talking.
Yeah. It's I am talking, and I can hear myself, and I haven't got my headphones in. Yeah. So you've got a master, and you go and talk to him, and he tells you to trade your zappy powers and
so
things.
So what are your powers?
Have they
explained where they come from? Is it like mana?
You can
mana,
shoot
magic?
Lightning from your cock.
And well, who can't, really?
Fart rainbows.
I know, I go pew every time I go.
He can shoot lightning so far. He can shoot lightning. He's got a stick that he fights with that you can kind of electrify.
Okay, which is very similar to a lightsaber, actually.
Yeah, that's basically it so far.
Okay.
Like, he's just zapping someone there. Like, someone else is getting really annoyed. Ah, zap.
Intriguing. We'll see. Well, you're not selling this to me, I have to say, Sam.
Well, I think I'm beyond the point where I can return it, so I'm going to put a bit more effort into it.
Cool.
Steam, I think, only give you 24 hours.
I'm not sure. I've never returned a game on Steam. Despite me buying... What was that SimCity kind of clone thing that came out not that long ago? I quite enjoyed and then never played again. That's probably quite hard to pin down in the games I play, isn't it?
The NPC in the background trying to warm up with the fire is doing some weird manoeuvres. It's like...
You
hear
a little dance.
Yeah, look at her.
That's very true.
Did the Macarena in the back there? Cool. Right, Chess. What have you been playing?
I have been playing Inside, which is the new game from the dudes that made Limbo, which was a cool little platformer. Remember Limbo?
Nope.
Do you remember Limbo? Do you want me to bring up Limbo? So
it's a platformer.
Yeah. It's like, I think it's pretty, I don't know if it was made free over EA, over E3 or something. But this is Limbo. You might recognise it. Like, a little boy wakes up in the woods and you get chased by a spider and various other things. It's basically a puzzle game.
Oh, I think I do remember this.
It's starting to ring a bell.
Yeah.
I thought you hated puzzle games.
I hate them more than hack and slash games. No, I don't mean. I'm not a fan of platformers either, but this was actually quite a cool game. But yeah, Inside.
I don't mind hack and slash games.
The only problem. Yeah. But the love hate relationship.
They've been camped outside your window for the last 3 weeks, and you hate them.
Twats. But the problem I've got Inside is I can't really talk about it too much because it's the sort of game that if you do, you ruin it.
Okay.
It's like the way I can describe it is it's much the same as Limbo. It's like a side-scrolling platformer puzzle game, which is it drops you in the same way Limbo does. It doesn't explain its story. You just kind of go like you're just a kid who's you find yourself in a place and you're just like away you go, and as you're playing it, like what's going on in the bar and what's happening, it's that fleshes out the story itself. It leaves you to interpret what's going on.
Okay.
And even I've completed the game, and even then I'm kind of like, I vaguely kind of know what's going on, but it doesn't. There's no like things explaining. There's no handhold or anything like that. It just kind of goes. But it's actually a brilliant little game. Like really, really enjoyed it. It's a gorgeous looking game, and I did record one bit of footage, which I think Sam will enjoy. It's right up his alley. Which doesn't ruin anything in the game, but kind of gives you a look of it without giving anything away whatsoever.
Okay.
And I'll bring that up now.
Is this on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think this is okay.
No, I'm supposed to be using the pig as basically some sort of platform. But
is it trying to go forward and you're just dragging it back?
I'm just dragging it everywhere. But I found if it went back and forward, it looked like it was a new game mechanic. Pig bummings.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that.
I heard only the Prime Minister was allowed to bum pigs.
No. He likes the other end. Okay.
Really?
So Ross is saying in the chat room, there's like one thing that happens in the whole game.
What's that?
Inside, Ross is saying apparently in the chat room, that's like
apparently there's like
one thing that happens in the whole game. Apparently, it was also
what
number one in IGN. I don't really know what he means. Give us more context, please, Ross.
It was number one on IGN. I think is what he's trying to say in the second comment.
No, I think that's quite clear. The other ones.
Number one, like sales or.
I think he's saying that.
Who knows?
There's like one thing that happens in the whole game, which is I'm
dragging a pig about a warehouse.
Like, there's, I don't know.
Well, no, like, it's like I can't. it's one of those games you'd like. I'm best not telling you too much.
Yeah. Okay. Like, fair enough.
Play it yourself. And
enough said.
Be fair, it's really good. It's not a particularly long. I think it's like £15 or something on Xbox Live at the moment, and it'll probably be less when it comes out in PC soon. So I'd wait till it's cheaper, because I completed it in about 4.5 hours.
Right.
But I might replay it again at some point. But it's just a really cool little game. And
fair enough.
Totally recommend it. I think Steve's planning to buy it as well, but he's going to play it over Halloween, he says.
Is it creepy?
It's definitely got a creepy way to it. It's got a cool sort of creepiness to it as well, which
we should do a Halloween thing.
Yeah, but we say that every year. We did do Alien Isolation a couple of years back.
Yeah, which was terrifying.
We should maybe do something.
One
like
event,
that.
I don't think you understood the review, Ross.
Or the reviewer didn't understand the game, one of the two. Graphically awesome, though, according to the chat room. So, my game I've been playing is... I'm going back to mobile games again, because, to be honest, that's the main one I've been playing recently. I've been playing Hitman Go, if you can see if you can find a video for that.
It's not like Lara Croft Go, you put
it. So, Lara Croft Go and Hitman Go are very kind of similar games, not exactly.
Is this like Pokemon Go? So you have to wander around with your phone and spot assassins hiding in bushes?
No. So basically Lara Croft Go is like a puzzler game where you play as Lara Croft and you can move around the level and stuff like that. And it's kind of a puzzler on rails. It's an interesting one. It's been made for mobile devices and stuff like that, so it works out quite nicely. Hitman Go, if just could find a video here, it's a digital board game, and you basically have this sort of track that you can work your way around, and here we go, we've got a video here. You've got a track here that you can work your way around, and it shows that it's kind of like a board game, and you've got to get to your target or your briefcase or something like that without being caught. The yellow guys there move on the track. The blue guys do not, and generally if there's a red person, that is your target. Sometimes there's briefcases throughout the levels, and sometimes there's like things, so you can see there's a briefcase up in the top left-hand corner there. In this level, that little target on the left there, the like circle with the arrows in it, that there is where you're aiming to get to, but you'll usually have to do something in the level. If you stay one square away from somebody else, they don't attack you. So they basically can't see you if you're one kind of square away, or if they're facing away from you. And every time you move, they then all get a move. So it's very much like a board game. And you just have to kind of basically work your way through, taking out some of the baddies and doing what you need to do. It's a really cool little mobile game. The animations are quite sweet. They're just like that. It's like you're moving game pieces around the board.
I think this is a PS4 version. Is it much the same? You've been playing it on.
It's much the same. I've not seen this level, so this must be quite far in. But it's almost an identical movement on mobile. You basically swipe between that kind of grid there to move between them.
Did you say that you can't kill the yellow guys? Or
You can kill the yellow guys. I've not worked... Well, I'm assuming you can. The problem is that they move at the same speed as you, and they are on rails, so it's quite difficult to actually catch them.
All right.
Because they always will move one away from you as you move one towards them. You have different challenges, so like there you go. So you've got to do that in under 25 turns to get that extra thing, collect the briefcase, level complete. So there's some of them that you've got to do without any kills. Yeah. So this must be on a much later level than me. I'm on the second world at the moment.
I quite like this. It's like a cross between kind of Scalextric, Sabutio, and. I don't know.
So here's an example here where you've got to pick up a key before you can get in the door there. It's obviously quite easy. Sometimes it's not quite as easy as that. There's other bits where there's things on the grid. So, for example, there's a bit where you can step on top of rocks. And when you stop on there, you then get to choose in what direction you throw the rocks to, like, attract the people towards where you've thrown the rock.
Oh, you got a moving man.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah. So that you can see, and just open them those other gates there so that you can now get in and get the briefcase and then get back out. So you can sometimes just choose. He could just leave the level here if he wanted to. He'd also... But he's changed his mind. He's going to go back in and get the briefcase. I really like it for a mobile game. It's currently £4 on iOS.
That doesn't look that bad.
It's quite cool.
Quite interesting. Yeah,
nice little quick sort of puzzle game you could play on the train or bus or something.
Or in the morning ocean. There you go. So that's an example of him getting killed.
Having a jobby.
Lara Croft Go is not similar to this, but it's a similar idea, as in it's on rails, but it's not kind of board game styly. You can just kind of move about as you want. And it's good. I almost talked about that tonight because I was actually playing Lara Croft Go, and then I realised that Lara Croft Go and Hitman Go were part of a bundle, and I'd gotten a bit bored of Lara Croft Go. So I bought this as part of a bundle. Yeah, with
I think
it,
the Hitman one was our first attempt at it, and obviously it was. When it first came out last year, I think it's been quite a success. So. It doesn't surprise me they've went, let's go make a Lara Croft one.
Lara Croft one's definitely more advanced than this, because you're basically controlling the person. It's not a board game style. Actually move about and climb up walls and run away from spiders and stuff. I definitely recommend both of them. They're actually on an offer just now on iOS that you can buy both of them together. It's a cheaper price, but I can't remember what it is. But yeah, so I've been playing that just now. It's pretty cool.
Why are those people wearing tricorn hats?
So I've not been to this level. So everybody normally is on the grid, because you can't touch anybody that's not on the grid generally, so they aren't actually involved in the game. They're more decorative, but they do look as if they should be part of the game, given their outfits and stuff.
It's maybe some sort of story arc that they're there for, which we're not privy to, because...
Perhaps.
Don't know.
Anyway.
You got a bogey.
Good.
Have I?
Yep.
I'm sure Sam appreciates being told about that. Cool. Anyway, so that's what I've been playing. And that's our show. Thank you very much for listening. Apologies there wasn't any kind of big meaty news tonight, but I think we managed to trundle through and make a show out of it anyway.
There was the first free LC and DLC for Warhammer Total War.
It's like a gore and something.
Oh, I did see that as well, yeah. I almost put that in the show notes.
The
actually.
Blood and Gore pack, which was purchasable, which, to be honest, I've never bothered buying the Blood and Gore pack before. All it does is add a blood effect to it, which they don't add in the first place to the game, because they want it to be
a little bit
friendly.
More family friendly, yeah.
And then they charge you if you want it.
Yeah.
That should be a thing that's in it already.
Yeah.
Is this something that happens in the Total War games themselves, or...?
I don't remember that happening in the other ones. Yeah. I don't remember there being much gore. Maybe I just didn't buy it.
Well, you didn't buy it.
Yeah.
So there's no gore. Right. If you don't.
I didn't realize
there's
that was
a little bit of additional content to it when they do that. It does kind of unlock slight other bits.
When we say how much is it?
Like,
just a few quid or something?
Yeah,
or?
Just a couple of quid or something. I bought it. I have to say, I wish I hadn't bothered. I've never bothered before. I wasn't very impressed. The
There's
free
something
LC
about having that in Total Wars, it does maybe sound a little bit appealing. You want to see
these
cards get
kind of,
but at the same time you're kind of like, this should be in the game already.
It's $2.99, so that means it's probably, well, with the current exchange rate, it's probably £2.99.
No,
on that,
probably,
but
like £7 by now. So I did buy it. I'm not really asked about it,
$1.99.
To be perfectly frank. And the free LC was the Blood Knights it's kind of, I think, themed. They had a little themed thing, Blood Knight and Blood and Gore at the same time. I actually predicted that kind of in a conversation with Bede a while back. But yeah, which are vampire cavalry, quite powerful, which were fun to play with. So there we go.
The reviews, actually, I'm just looking at Steam just now. So it's $1.99 on Steam powered. When you go down to the comment section, it's quite funny. Almost entirely are red thumbs down. There's a lot of people doing ASCII fingers, which is fun. One person says, I only bought this game to leave the following here for obvious reasons. And it's an ASCII guy giving the finger.
I find the best reviewer on Steam is Hordor. He's very insightful. You read every reviews.
No. Hold the door.
You've seen one, you have seen the most of them.
Oh, right.
It's just Hordor, Hordor. But he is actually one of the most liked reviewers on Steam, which just makes it more funny.
Cool. Anyway, so that's us. Thank you very much. We will be back in 2 weeks, pending any of our wives/girlfriends breaking appendages or going into hospital, which is why we've had a couple of breaks in service this last wee while.
It's the moral story. Stop beating up your wives and girlfriends.
Or at least just stop taking them to hospital.
Yeah, use a pillow. Right. So,
evidence.
Thank you very much. If you want to follow the network, at British Tech on Twitter. If you want to follow me, it's at Paul Wheatley. Come along our Facebook group and interact with us there. Just search for The Gamer Show on Facebook and you'll find us. You'll also find us on Twitch, but probably the best way to do that is to go through the BTN website. Look at one of our episodes and there's a link to our Twitch channel in there, because we're quite hard to find on Twitch. Same with YouTube.
Have you done any Twitch things lately?
We stream this on Twitch.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
I lost my train of thought now. Yeah, if you want to email us, head over to the contact form. So if you just go on the British Tech Network website and click on contact us, and you will see a contact form there, and just choose the Gamer Show from the drop down list if you want to email us. That's us, really. The Bash is a week on Saturday. There's still time for a grab your tickets. The Bash actually should normally is a weekend past. We moved it out a couple of weeks this year for a variety of reasons. I think we're moving it back again. But that's
past year feels like it's went quick.
It has. Yeah, definitely. So now a week on Saturday is the Bash. So come along. Same as always, loads of fun. Water Orton Village Hall down in Birmingham. Kids welcome. Come along, and it's... I've totally forgotten how much the Bash tickets are. I think it's £20... I think 20 or 25 quid, I can't remember. Anyway, go on the website and there's a link there to buy your tickets. And if you want to come along to the curry the night before, it's a £10 deposit and that comes off the bill at the end of the night. So love you to come along, meet the team. Ewan will be there, obviously, and we've got all the other guys, Big Show, Max Show. Patrice is coming over to visit us from Germania. It'll be awesome. So come along and join us there. And that's us. Have you guys got anything else to add before we close up?
Peace out, mother truckers.
So maybe we should have talked about the new DLC for Grand Theft Online as well, which is like the stunt stuff. I've just noticed. Don't know if I quickly put that video up.
Okay, wait. Well, let's do another video just before we finish off. It's a nice way.
Yeah.
That'll teach anybody who switched off the show thinking we were closing out.
This is all of us watching this together.
All the best content comes on after everything else.
Oh, yeah. I did see stuff about this. I haven't watched the video, but I read an article about it earlier on today.
Although I keep moaning about Grand Theft Online, as cool as it can be, you do spend 90% of your time looking at loading screens or network issues or getting kicked in, or you can't
still.
Or just all of you driving towards to somewhere to do a thing.
Well, that's if you can all get in the same game.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times where everyone's in a game, and it flashes up, says, "Oh, you can't join your friends because they're not in a accessible server or whatnot." And he's like, yes, they are. I'm speaking to them right now and they're playing.
Mm.
And then...
It's frozen for me here. So anyway, we're just going to close the show out.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they called it Cunning Stunts.
So I'd still much rather they did proper Singapore DLC.
We haven't had one online DLC for Grand Theft Auto 5 yet, have we?
No, it's because they've invested everything on an online thing. They've abandoned it.
And on that bombshell, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.